On the spot.
Dot. On the spot.
You, it is PG-13 in our theater,
so I had no desire to see it, but honestly it worked out very well.
It was actually originally called God Particle.
5 stars. I'm gonna say 1 star. I will never see it again, and I feel bad for those who spent their money to go see it in the first place.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Thought on the Spot Movie Reviews. My name is Tommy, and today we're going to be reviewing the film Child's Play. Child's Play came out on June 21st, 2019, and is a horror film. The rating is R, and the runtime is 1 hour and 30 minutes. The director is Lars Klevberg. In the cast, we have Aubrey Plaza, who plays Karen Barclay. You'd recognize Aubrey from such movies as Legion, where she plays Lenny Busker, and Parks and Recreation, where she plays April Ludgate. We also have Mark Hamill, who voices Chucky. You'd recognize Mark Hamill from the Star Wars franchise as Luke Skywalker, and his voice work as the Joker in such films as Batman Killing Joke, Justice League, and Birds of Prey. We also have Gabriel Bateman, who plays Andy Barclay. You'd recognize Gabriel from such films as Lights Out, where he plays Martin, and Outcast, where he plays Joshua Austin. And finally, we have Brian Tyree Henry, who plays Detective Mike Norris. You'd recognize Brian from such films as Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, where he voiced Jefferson Davis. And you'd also recognize him from the show Atlanta, where he plays Alfred Paperboy Miles. So let's talk about the plot of the film. The plot is basically Andy and his mom Karen have just moved into a new city. Andy is having a hard time fitting into the new city, so his mom kind of realizes this and also notices that he's a little interested in this new buddy doll that's come out. She comes across an opportunity to get him one for his birthday, and as it turns out, this buddy doll ends up being more than Andy and his mom bargained for. Andy teams up with some of the neighborhood kids in a fight to stay alive.
Andy, I know this move has been really tough, but this is supposed to be a new start for us, remember? You said you were going to try to make new friends.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your Caslin products and smart home devices. Introducing your new best friend.
I need to tell you something, and I need you to believe me. I think Chucky did something.
Andy, if you know something, you better tell me.
Something's wrong with Chucky.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your Caslin products.
Chucky is a toy.
He could be anywhere.
Welcome to Caslin Car.
We have to stop him. Chucky!
Good night, Andy.
I really love that trailer, especially the end, because a lot of people were wondering what it was going to sound like to have Mark Hamill do the voice of Chucky. So it makes me smile every time. So that is the trailer. Let's jump right into the review. So as we know, this is a remake of the original film by the same name that was released in 1988. It was first voiced by Brad Dourif. I grew up with this movie. I remember when it came out. We used to rent videos from a place called Rocky Mountain Video. It's Salt Lake, Utah area. And it was literally about 5 miles away from my home. This was before the explosion of having Blockbusters and Hollywood videos. So this was like where you kind of had your mom and pop video store and that's where you went. And ours was Rocky Mountain Video. And I recall leaving the video store And the guy working the counter hands me like a bumper sticker. It was a bumper sticker. And I looked at it and it has a picture of the Chucky doll with a knife, right? I'm kind of looking up to him a little bit. And it says, Chucky did it in Child's Play. And I remember like seeing the commercials and the trailers and remember thinking, this, it's a weird movie. And then I got that sticker and I was just like, I gotta see this movie. And I actually loved the first movie as a kid growing up. I was very skeptical about going to see this one. The trailer says it was done by the same producers that did the film It, the new Stephen King It remake. So that gave me some hope. And as it turns out, it has actually not all the producers, but some of them. Well, two. It has Seth Graham Smith and David Katzenberg. So... what I will say is that there is a slight twist from the original one, or from what the original movie had, and I'm actually happy that they did it. I don't want to give it away, but this slight change has a pretty big impact on the story and kind of how it flows. I like that they kind of made the movie more relevant to the time frame that we live in now, instead of trying to kind of go back in time and try to recreate it there. Film's pretty gory. If you like seeing blood splatter and maybe things that you probably don't expect to see, you're definitely going to get some. So it's not completely out of control, but it's definitely a horror flick. So be ready for that. It does have those moments where you think to yourself, like, what are they doing? Why don't they do this? However, there is one moment in the film where you kind of do that, and then... oh wait, then they did something and then something else happens, right? So you're in that situation where you think you know what the scene's gonna be and you're just kind of waiting for that to happen, and then right before it, something else happens and you're thinking, you know, maybe they're gonna get out, maybe they're gonna live, maybe something's gonna change, and then something else happens, and sure enough. But it's unexpected, and I like that kind of writing. It's almost like the writers are playing with your head as if to say, we know what you're thinking, and now we're going to take you for a little bit more of a ride. So I like that. I think that was good. I think the film holds up pretty well for a remake. I would even go as far as to say, not even like as a remake, but as a standalone film. So if the other one hadn't existed, I think that this would be a good film by itself. It's not the scariest movies, and you can go with an expectation of some cheesy scare flick, and you get exactly what you wanted, right? I think the trailer speaks for itself as well as just what it's known for. It's living up to its hype. So you're going to get what you expect, but I think I got a little bit more. There's no art, just good old-fashioned stupid gore, and I thought that was good enough for me to kind of hit a bar. So my rating for this film is 3 out of 5. I may actually sit down and even enjoy it again later down the road. Stingers during or after the credits. There's a little something during the credits. It's kind of creepy, but nothing big. And after, there's nothing. So after that, you can leave. So this concludes my review of Child's Play. As always, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. If you are a first-time listener, you can follow us and subscribe through Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/thoughtonthespotmoviereviews. You can also find us through Anchor. That's anchor.fm/thoughtonthespot. It's through Anchor that we're available through such things as Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, you name it. It's because of them we are there, and we can't be happier for that. So guys, this is another review in the can. So until next time, grab some popcorn and your favorite drink and go out and see a great film with your family, your friends, or maybe just spend some time to yourself. But most importantly, have a great night.